I am here in studio for a conversation about Juneteenth and one of the celebrations that we're going to have right nearby in Hingham. Daniel Laurent, thank you for joining us again. You were here last year and you were brave and came back. We appreciate it.
Yes, it's my pleasure. Thank you so much for having me.
Oh, absolutely. This is terrific. Now, you folks with the Juneteenth Freedom Day celebration, it's Hingham Unity, which sponsors lots of different types of programs during the year. This is one of your biggest celebrations.
Mm-hmm.
It's this Wednesday, and it's 3 to 6 p.m. down at the bandstand in Hingham Harbor. A great spot to be on a very hot day. Tell our listeners a little bit about what they can expect.
It's going to be family friendly. We're going to have food trucks. I think Morel's barbecue is going to be there. It's also two other food trucks that I can't think of the names at the moment. I don't think they put it on there. But I know we wanted to have some different options, different food options. Also, we were working to finalize some sweets because I really wanted to have people, you know, you want to have something sweet and fun. We're going to have live music. DJ Jeff Two Times, who is, he may not be known in like this part of town per se, but he's a legendary DJ. Boston, he does a lot of stuff. He's traveled across the world. He's produced for some legendary artists. So he's going to be there on the ones and twos, as they say, you know, taking it back on the ones and twos. And then we're going to have sounds from Booty Vortex, who I've never been fortunate enough to see, but some of the other members of the committee, they definitely saw them and highly recommended. Right. So I'm looking forward to that. And then also we have a drum and dance performance by Moussey Traore. I'm not sure if I'm pronouncing that right. And then an old friend of mine from high school, Lovely Hoffman, and her name is Lovely, right? So isn't that lovely?
That's great.
So she is going to perform the Black National Anthem. And we're going to actually have some printed sheets where people can read it along and just partake, because we wanted to have interactive. We wanted to have a lot of interactive pieces and not just people coming to a thing and watching a thing. We wanted people to be able to engage. And so there's like some sensory tents, and there's going to be a bunch of, we had some last year, but we, I think, doubled and or tripled, and I'll whisper tripled, bouncy houses. Right, so we had a lot of kids, which is a great thing, but then you can't have so many kids in a bouncy house because then it's
right.
So that's not good and that's not safe. So we increased that, and we also have a couple of vendors, hand-selected, curated Boston Candle Lux, where you actually can make luxury candles on the spot. It's this whole big thing, and after you do it, it's a big celebration, and yeah.
You know, it's interesting. You know, a lot of folks refer to this really to Black Emancipation Day, and it's a great celebration. It's a lot of fun, and it comes from something that happened that was very serious. It's hard for us to imagine today with all the instant communication. How could people know, enslaved people not know for 2 years that they were free? Tell our listeners a little bit about what happened. This was down in Galveston, Texas.
Yeah, so I think, so the origin, June 19th, 1865, Galveston Bay, Texas, they announced 250,000 enslaved Black people were free by executive decree, and it became known as Juneteenth, right? But I think that we, just in today's times, are so used to social media and everything being so immediate. Right? Something happens in 5 minutes, you know about it. And so, you know, and I think also strategically, right? Because the other thing is you got 2 years of additional free labor, right? That was definitely beneficial to some and not to others. And so it became something I think that was like locally celebrated, and then throughout the rest of the country, you know, as far, like I grew up with celebrations of Juneteenth, but being transparent, And being, you know, just very honest, I don't think I really knew the meaning of Juneteenth until I was in my mid-30s. So I think that it's much more known now. It's a national holiday, which, you know, most people have off, but sometimes people have to work. You have to make that money. You have to pay your, you know, $2,500 a month rent, or, you know, if you're lucky. But I think it's something where we were very particular with this event, that we wanted people to come and learn and partake and celebrate. And so We Are One is a theme that I actually have in my head of just, I think, how it should go. Mm-hmm. I don't want, and I'm going to say this on a microphone also, I'm going to be hosting. I drew the short straw, or maybe I was selected, I'm not sure. It depends on who you ask. But I think that what I don't want people coming feeling like they are doing their good deed of the day and watching the Juneteenth performance and they've checked their box of, you know, we went to support the celebration for Black people. I want people to come and we be as a community, mm-hmm. right? But we acknowledge this. We learn about it because I don't think it's like common knowledge per se, right? And you're entertained by it. You get some good food. And it's just, it's the energy is just unbelievable, right? It's not something where you're coming and it's somber and it's remembrance and mm-hmm. it's, you know, we're like reading names of slaves and going through a whole, like, that's not the point of it.
Okay.
Right? But I think that the whole goal is putting the medicine in the candy. So we want people to come. You get, you know, you get your medicine like mom used to give mm-hmm. you, put some applesauce on top of it, and then you take it.
That's a good way to learn about it. And again, it's this Wednesday, Juneteenth, yeah. 3 to 6 p.m., the bandstand down in Hingham Harbor. Mm-hmm. It sounds like a lot of fun. When you were down there last year and having fun and talking with people, what kind of comments did you get or feedback from people who really didn't know much about what was happening? What were they telling you their experience was like?
I think overwhelmingly they were happy they came. And like the quote is, oh my God, I had no idea. Literally, that's the quote. Like, I can get that tattooed on my arm. I had no idea, right? And I myself, I had no idea. So, and there's actual, and I don't, it's not on there, it's not on the flyer, but there's an actual Juneteenth, there is a flag, right? So I think the flag is like on a website and stuff too, but it's a star. And it, you know, if anyone listening Googles Juneteenth flag, it's the actual flag. And there's history behind it, and it's a whole thing. And so I think actually we may have some flags we want to give out. I think we're working on that. And I don't know if I'm speaking out of turn.
Well, this is great because this is the whole family, free and open to all.
Yeah, free.
HinghamUnity.org is the website to get more information. It's a great holiday to know about. It sounds like a great way to celebrate. It's going to be warm on Wednesday, but you're down by the water, which
down
is
by
also,
the water,
which is also nice.
Bring your hats. Bring your sunscreen,
yes,
please.
Mother.
That's important.
I used to work at
a dermatology office. People have to make sure that they protect themselves.
You're right.
It's important.
3 to 6 p.m.
Yeah.
So it's family friendly. Good times.
Yeah.
And as you said, it's a good way to get the medicine with the candy.
Yes,
that's
not
great.
Not that nasty medicine. You want to get that stuff that tastes good and you can, you know. Yeah.
And Daniel Laron, anything else you want to let our listeners know about what the celebration is going to be like on Wednesday?
I'm big on not over promising and under delivering, but I think I can speak confidently that this is going to be bigger than last year.
Mm-hmm.
We pulled out a lot of stops. Also, something that's super important, and I'm sorry I missed it, but there's also going to be the announcement because we have a contest for young people.
Mm-hmm.
And we're going to announce the winners for that. And so we want to make sure that we show up for our young people. And yeah, it's something that is an unbelievable feeling when you are there, right? And you see it, you feel it, people are laughing. As long as Mother Nature doesn't rain on our parade, no pun intended.
I think that's later in the week. I think you're safe. I think we're safe.
And every year, we're always like, oh my God, no rain, no rain.
No, it's just going to be warm.
Yeah, so with the water, we'll be fine. And, you know, it'll be unbelievable. The music, the bouncy houses, the sensory tents, the information, the artists, you know, it's all top notch, and
this
we worked
like
really
Woodstock.
Hard on it.
This is a modern day.
Woodstock, or what's the other one? I can't think of it. I can't think of the name of it. You know what I'm talking about.
I do.
Yeah.
But this is a Juneteenth Freedom Day, 4th annual celebration.
Yep.
Head down to the bandstand in Hingham Harbor this Wednesday, 3 to 6 p.m. Food, fun, entertainment, information,
yeah.
and a good time. And you can get more information, hinghamunity.org. Daniel Laurent, thank you so much
for
coming down here and letting us know again. I know you're going to have a great turnout. We're going to put this information up online, too.
Thank you.
Thanks so much for joining us.
And shout out to the team also, Katie, Aisha, all the team that's working really hard. Chad also, he's going to read some information about Juneteenth, so definitely come. Thank you for having me.
Oh,
and this was
welcome.
My pleasure.
Oh, thank you very much.